Just wanted to give some reminders of things to keep in mind in terms of eating during Chol HaMoed Pesach. Now, obviously, everyone understands that the Isser Achilas Chametz is included throughout the entire Yontif. There's no doubt that there is a 100% Isser Kares to eat Chametz through the end of Pesach and in Chutz La'aretz through Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. And this is something which needs no clarification. However, other things that might require a little bit of clarification is, number one, according to some opinions, there is a mitzvah kiyumis to continue to eat matzah throughout the entirety of Pesach. This was made famous in the name of the Vilna Gaon. If he's from the Sefer Ma'aserav, that talks about how the Gaon was mechavev mitzvahs matzah ad ma'od, and he was makbid to continue to eat matzah throughout the Yontif, and he actually was koveya asuda shlishis, he ate chalashudis, the last day of Yontif, to show the chavivus hamatzah, and to point out that it was a mitzvah kiyumis to eat it all 7 days or all 8 days of Pesach. And it was the only reason it was called a rishus was it's a rishus when compared to the actual chiyuv of achilas matzah on the first night, similar to the idea of achila besukkah, which is a rishus in the sense that that it's not a chiyuv to go back out there if it stops raining, or even according to the rush to eat in the rain, as it would be on the first night of Sukkot. But nevertheless, if you want to eat them, if you eat in the sukkah, it's certainly a mitzvah. This is found in a number of Rishonim. This is not an invention of the Gra. Most notably, perhaps, one can be medayik it from the Lashon of the Baal HaMaor at the very end of Maseches Pesachim, where he asks, how come we don't make a bracha on Achilas Matzah when we eat it for the rest of Pesach, while we do make a bracha on Achila Besukkah for the rest of Pesach? And he gives a different teretz, whatever the teretz is. It's not nogeach what we're talking about, but the teretz that he should have given l'chora would be that since it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, whereas it is a mitzvah to go into the sukkah, the rest of Sukkot. From the fact that he doesn't say that, it is meduyuk that the Baal HaMaor agrees that there is a chiyuv, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire time throughout Pesach. In addition, the mitziv is medayik based on this comment of the Vilna Gaon that one should eat matzah shmura the entirety of Pesach. There are two ideas of eating matzah shmura during the rest of Pesach besides for the first night, but this one would probably include for those who are makbid to eat hand matzah, so they should eat hand matzah throughout the rest of Pesach if they want to be mekayim the mitzvah. Similarly, if one is not makbid, they can eat machine shmura. However, if you just eat regular matzah, you're only avoiding the isser of chametz. However, if you eat matzah shmura, that was baked l'shem matzah's mitzvah, so you are actually able to be mekayim the mitzvah as well. There are some who I've recently come across who interpret the shita of the Gaon as the eating of matzah throughout Pesach is an active avoidance of chametz. It's a way to avoid chametz bekum va'aseh. There is some room to be medayik as such from the lashon of the Ma'aserav. I don't know in general how medayik one can be from the lashon of Ma'aserav, but nevertheless, it could be the pshat. Under those circumstances, perhaps one would not be required to eat matzah shmura, because the whole idea is you should just eat something that isn't chametz. You should be constantly eating foods which could have become chametz and aren't chametz. You could be yotze that with matzah, you could be yotze that with matzah balls, you could be yotze that with anything that's made from the chamisha smine dogon that isn't chametz. That's one issue in terms of dietary chiyuvim or kiyumim on Chol HaMoed. Another one, which is something which is relevant to all Yom Tovim, specifically Sukkot and Pesach, is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov is, according to many Rishonim, a chi of the Oraisa, even Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have the Korban Shlomim. The Lashon of the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim is Bizman Habayis. One was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, by eating basar, ain simcha ala basar, and Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have the Basar Shlomim, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. Right? There is an often misunderstood quotation where people say, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar B'Yayin. Right? So that is based on the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that Ochlin Basar V'Shosim Yayin by the Anashim. He goes through how you Mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and he says that Ochlin Basar V'Shosim Yayin, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. However, that seems to be against the Pashup Shat in the Gemara in our Vipsachim, where it specifically says that Bezman Hazeh, you're only Mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif with Yayin. Now, the truth is, there's a lot to say on the subject, but Bekitzer, it seems the Pashup Shat in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that one is not obligated to eat Basar on Yantif Bezman Hazeh. Rav Ovadia wants to be medayik from a later comment of the Shulchan Aruch, not in Hilchos Yantif, but in Hilchos Purim, where he mentions you're supposed to eat basar at the Purim Seuda, whereas he didn't say that when it comes to Simchas Yantif. So maybe he was relying on what he was going to write later. But Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah's understanding is that there is no chiyuv achilas basar bezman hazeh, but he points out along the lines of that comment about eating matzah that there is a mitzvah kiyumis to eat meat during Yantif, even if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. But there certainly is a chiyuv for anyone who is legally permitted to do so to drink wine. How much wine? So it seems the Mishneh Berurah's understanding and the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand that it should be more than one would drink if one was just saying Kiddush. So if you're at a Yom Tov meal, you should be Mekayim the mitzvah by making Kiddush on some type of wine, and then you should drink, in addition to that, something which is recognizable that you're doing so for the sake of Simchas Yantif, and whether or not you eat meat as well, it should be recognizable that you're doing so for the sake of Simchas Yantif, as we do Paskim Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, even when a person is receiving Hanah from the Mitzvah L'Chachil, I think everybody would agree that we do Paskim Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So one should have in mind that at least once every 24-hour period throughout Chol HaMoed, one should eat a Kezayis of Basar, drink a Revias of Yayin, and on Yantif, one should have an additional amount of wine above and beyond what you have for Kiddush. And obviously, the key to the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, as the Rambam is meduyak in his lashon and Hilchos Yantif, is that you should be b'simcha. You should certainly not have hesped v'tainis, and you should yes be b'simcha. You should be joyous and enjoy the Yantif as much as possible. And obviously, the ikar kiyum is belave, and the basar and the yayin should just be a hechitimtza that brings one to the ikar kiyum belave of the samachta b'chagecha.